seriously, Paul, I do wish this was a vacation. I really think you could use a break from all this scientist work. It's almost as if you've been doing too much science.
Too much science? Is that possible? Seriously, Betty, you know what this meteor could mean to science. If we find it, and it's real, it could mean a lot. It could mean actual advances in the field of science.
No, I know.
Nestled deep in the bosom of the Rocky Mountains, Brian and Baxter show the desire to defeat stupidity in the face of certain stupidity. Join us now for Warning Radio.
Ranger Brad, I'm a scientist. I don't believe in anything.
Yay, it is the 1st of June. For those of you that give a crap. 1st of June, and was this 2009?
So I don't even know what year it is.
Yeah. Well, we got to count down here pretty soon. We've got, 3 years and counting before we're all dead.
That's true.
So, trying to
no,
keep
it's
on
it's going
top of
to be a quantum shift.
Until we're all quantum shifted.
A harmonic convergence.
Yeah.
Not until 2012.
Right.
And then everyone
years.
Will have the divine knowledge and...
And we'll all be dead.
No, we're just going to all have divine knowledge.
No,
and be able to teleport.
At the Mayan calendar. We're going to be dead.
Mayan calendar just kind of ran out because they ran out
divine.
Of space.
I don't want that kind of knowledge.
Yeah, divine's pretty...
Well, dead now. But
yeah, it's pretty nasty right now. Could you do me a favor, Nator?
Maybe.
Could you take your headset off and hand it to me?
Gonna go no, not give it back. What are you doing?
Sorry, it's driving me crazy.
OCD. Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
It was what was keeping it on my head. Now it's gonna fall off.
You'll be okay.
There's no tension.
You'll be all right.
It looks the same.
It does.
It looks the same.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Here. It looks. Let me fix it. All right. So anyway. What went on this week? I got to be a certified hypnotist, and you're like one step away from it.
I'm 10 minutes shy of being a certified hypnotist.
And I don't know how you passed those tests because you decided to do all a month's worth of classes in one night.
In one day, yeah. That was fun. I was going to do it in 2 days, but their server was whacking out, so I had to do it in one day.
It's not the way to do it,
people. Still not awake.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the way to do it. He stayed up all night trying to do it. Cramming. So, so we got that now, so we're brilliant. Chris Moon doesn't like to call us by name, yeah. But he talks about us a lot.
You know, we are always the evil debunkers and skeptics.
Yes.
Everybody.
We are completely evil, and I really enjoy being evil myself.
Only once have we been called the Antichrist, though. That was fun.
That's true. Well, that's not true, because the Antichrist is right here, the devil ducky.
I saw some ducks this weekend at a store.
Well, thanks for piping in with that.
Great
news.
I did have to point out on another podcast last night that they were talking about dust orbs and referring to them as dorbs.
I like that,
and
dorbs.
And I said no.
No, there's one.
There's one
dorb,
and he's the duck orb.
And he's the best.
He is the dorb. The dorb.
The dorb.
There he is.
Yeah.
For people listening to the replay of
this. Is starting to look a little bit like Sesame Street.
Well, I don't know. You usually don't have a dorb eating a devil duck.
Sesame Street in Spanish.
Oh, is that what they do on there? I should watch that one.
Ah. He calls us cynics.
Yeah. We are cynics.
That's true. I do have to give Chris credit for one thing.
That he knows the difference?
He knows the difference between skeptic and cynic. Unfortunately,
he still doesn't know how to apply them.
Well, Dina doesn't, and they argue about it. Because she keeps saying skeptics, and he keeps going, no. She's like, yeah, but those evil skeptics. And he's like, no.
Yeah, he doesn't quite get it. But the thing is he still doesn't realize that we are skeptics. We're not cynics. You know, I will admit at this point, because Chris Moon, who I will name by name, Chris Moon, keeps running away from any challenge like a fucking little girl.
I have to differ with you. You didn't name him by name.
I didn't. Oh, Christopher Huff.
There you go. You used a stage name.
Yeah, stage name. Christopher Moon, Christopher Huff. He's a fucking chicken shit pansy. I don't know if I said that loud enough. You fuckwad. Come on. Step out and stand up for yourself, you big puss. This is ridiculous.
Well, you know, one thing that I did discover about him is back in 2007...
I've tried being mean, I've tried being nice.
He claimed on Coast to Coast that he has conversations with Thomas Edison every day.
Right. Now, that's not any reason to get fucking locked up with a straitjacket.
And he also, and I got to get the recording, claimed that the box is 100% accurate.
Yeah, that's a great claim. So he's 100% accurate about the guy he told had a heart condition up at the Stanley and that he should fly home immediately to go home and get checked out and find out that Chris Moon was 100% wrong.
Yep.
So at least he's staying 100%.
100% something.
Yeah. So, you know, come on, Chris. We're tired of the shit. You know, you stand there and you can't defend yourself anymore. I mean, this is stupid. Stop hiding. Come out. Put your cards on the table. Let's do this. Try to be nice about it. I'm tired of it. Let's just do it. Otherwise, you're going to have us on your fucking back until you die.
Isn't this the way bat fights start?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And I would love to have a bat fight with him, to be honest. He wouldn't stand a chance.
He's too.
So this is getting to the point of stupid bullshit. Let's get it resolved. Let's do it now. Or you can run around like a scared little chicken girl for the rest of your life. Do whatever you want.
I resent the girl.
Well, I didn't say grown, strong woman.
Okay.
Okay. I said little girl.
All right. Stu is jumping in.
What did Stu say?
100% dickwad.
Yeah, exactly. He's got that 100% going. So, yeah, come on. Let's just get this over with. I mean, you know, we're all tired of it. And you're there's this local group in this area in my hometown that's saying mean stuff about me. Get over it, you big puss, and stand up, you know? And besides, our entire lecture is not based on you. There's 5 minutes that we sort of mention you. So put your ego down for a second, would you? Wuss.
No phones ringing.
Why should there be?
Well, no, I just thought maybe there'd be a response.
Oh, he ain't gonna call.
Nothing happening in the chat.
No, he's a big chicken. So anyway, so that's fun.
You feel better now, though, right?
No, I haven't even started.
Oh no.
But not only that. See, we've got head stuff going on both sides of that, though, because Andrea Carr, an ex-employee of Haunted Times.
They're being mean to you, and it's not me, but go ahead.
What are they doing? What are they saying? What's it say? I heard Baxter hits like a French girl. All right, Giant Cognito, you're going to find out.
Wait now, Stu jumped in and said, smells like a French girl.
Yeah, smells like a French. Yeah, and there's a reason for that. So.
Now, Rick is pointing out here that he says the big thing to watch out for now is the Sumption Moon partnership that's about to happen.
Oh, that makes so much sense,
well,
though, doesn't it?
The thing that I think is interesting about that is the fact that Frank says anybody can use it and understand it. Chris says not only is he one of the 30, but one of the 30 that has the correct energy to work with the box.
Right.
Like it takes some sort of magic to work the broken radio.
I'm sure it takes good hair.
It's just like the ancient... Well, he cut off his hair, so much like Samson, he lost his power. Well, we don't know, according to him.
He probably was just copying you.
Well, duh. But the thing is he's claiming that he cut his hair, but we've seen no pictures of it. Because he donated it to Locks for Love, and because he's such an upstanding guy. And that's great and all, but we haven't seen any proof of that even.
They want you to go on Maury.
I want to. I would love to go on Maury. I told Brian we need to get a hold of him because that show on Maury was retarded. Anyway, so
proved that the blue bug was a ghost.
Yeah, Jesus. We've all seen the gas station angel.
Yeah.
And we all know that it's a goddamn bug. So let's move on. Can we please, Maury? You fucking idiot. So anyway. Yes, I'm on a roll.
You are PMSing big time.
So.
Little mite all over there.
Anyway.
Something, please. So. Is there anyone in the chat room?
I'll talk to Brian after the show. Anyway.
Let me back up.
Yeah.
Move my computer out the way.
You'll see Brian tipping over to Sherry.
And it won't be a happy time.
So now we've got an ex-Haunted Times employee, Andrea Carr. And she's got all these things to say about Chris Moon and everything. We're thinking, okay, we might actually have some information here. Mm. No, we don't.
No.
That's probably because he's a master hypnotist, maybe.
Well, it's not so much that. It is that Andrea Carr's lost her mind.
Well, she, it could be a master hypnotist trick
to
make them lose their mind.
I was listening to an interview with her, and she's talking to the orbs in her house. And the really bad thing about this was... she doesn't really know anything about the box.
She's seen it work.
Yeah, she's seen it, but doesn't understand how it works or what it is or how exactly it does what it does. So, yeah, kind of completely useless.
Yeah, she is completely useless. So that's too bad. I mean, we actually have somebody who could sort of make a difference in all of this. And she turns out to be absolutely useless. She's someone on the inside, and she's so entrenched in woo that there's not a thing out of her mouth that has any scientific basis. So again, Chris Moon is completely safe, but he's also using that to say, you know, see, you know, the only person who'll come out against me is someone who's an alcoholic idiot, you know. So, oh well. Foiled again. So, I just wish we could get something done here because, you know, Chris, we've checked into it. You never applied for the James Randi $1 million challenge. We checked. Those things are kept on record. We checked, okay? You didn't do it. You lied again.
Talk to the people that know.
Yes. Yes. I spoke with Allison Smith. You didn't do it. So...
we have no record.
So the thing is if you're so fucking pure of heart that only you can speak to the box, you just ruined your purity right there by being a big fat liar. So figure it out, dude. All right, so what else is going on? We don't want to dedicate our entire show to Chris Moon. So
your rant was going pretty good, though.
Well, yeah, I could probably go on longer.
Yes,
I'm
we
sure,
know.
I'm sure if we called up Reap to get in on the show that he and I could probably have a great time with that. But... and I know that the Ghost Divas just had Mark Edward on.
Yep.
And I'm sure that that was a blast.
And I missed it.
Yeah, so
and
did
I'm
I.
I'm upset.
So did I. We have to listen to the podcast.
Oh.
Did Stu hear it? Was Stu paying attention?
I don't know.
Come on, Stu. Answer.
I talked
answer,
to him
answer.
About it, so yes, he heard it.
Okay, good.
I think.
So he can fill us in on what happened if we don't get a chance to listen to it.
We have a lecture coming up.
We have a lecture this Friday night. For anybody in the area... Friday night at the Hale Science Building at the University in Boulder, Colorado.
University of Colorado.
Yes, University of Colorado in Colorado.
At Boulder.
In Boulder, Colorado. I hope I'm not confusing anybody. It's going to
be free.
It's free. It's going to be like 6 o'clock or something. You can go to my MySpace page if you want to see the flyer, or you can go to my Facebook, or you can go to, is it on Rocky Mountain Paranormal?
Because it's not like we can remember details.
So, yeah, we can't tell you anything about it. I got a flyer back here, but I'll hold it up to the camera for those of you listening. You just won't be able to read anything because it'll be too blurry, but that's fine.
Well, you got that shaky hand thing going.
Well, yeah, I got
all that testosterone.
I got the palsy because of Moon. But, he's sending box vibes after me. But the thing is that you'll at least know that we actually had flyers made, which gives it credence that actually exists. So, yes, we'll be having the lecture this Friday, and it's the lecture that Chris Moon claims is all about him. So you can come and find out everything that cynics say about Chris Moon.
Yeah, all 10 sentences of it.
Yeah, so that's great. We say nothing else. But if you ever wanted to know how dowsing rods work... I can demonstrate that for you, so we can all find some water and some clandestine grave sites.
You're going to be a mentalist, aren't
you? Well, I probably won't be a mentalist just yet, but we will demonstrate pendulums.
You're going to hypnotize the crowd?
I can hypnotize the crowd if they would like. So, I'm glad you found that amusing.
Oh.
Or were you finding the chat room you're using? I don't know.
No, that's you this time.
That's me?
Okay. S is all you.
Okay. I will
you're
going to
hypnotize the crowd.
Yeah, I will hypnotize them.
And then what will you have the crowd do to demonstrate that they have been hypnotized?
They're all going
to
raise their right hand.
Yeah.
I think y'all should have them give money.
Well, see, they'll do something, but the thing is when I pull them back out of it...
You should have them subscribe.
It won't matter because they won't remember.
You should have them subscribe.
To what?
To the show and give you money.
Oh, there's a subscription to the show?
There will be if you hypnotize them.
What you need to do if they're just going to wake up and not remember it is everybody change clothes with the person on your left.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Wouldn't that be a surprise when you woke up?
Yeah, as long as we keep Stu awake so he can videotape.
That's true.
So, because then we can bribe. Or not bribe, but blackmail is a better word.
Ooh.
So that'll work.
Okay, so y'all don't like my idea of making money. You're just all bent on revenge and evil.
Yeah.
Okay.
What group did you join?
Just noting it. Just noting.
Yeah, don't just note it. Own it. Come on. Be part of this. Shaking your head.
That's why I don't have my name on anything.
Who are you kidding? I changed the business license over. You're it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in charge?
Yeah.
You're the only member.
You own it now.
Well, you made me in charge of this thing, but I don't know what that means.
Everything we say can and will be held against you.
Yeah.
So that works perfectly.
Now, you don't want to evoke my mother up to my defense. She already, Kitty met my mother.
Who?
Schrodinger's Kitty.
She could be alive. She could be dead. We just don't know.
I
exactly.
Don't know
with my
on.
Mother involved, oh, you don't true. Know.
Was there stew involved after that? Not stew, our member, but food. Like a soup?
No.
Okay. Well, then no. The cat's probably fine.
There
no,
is
because
that hope.
It's in the box.
And the cat will always
half
be dead.
Half dead, half alive. Yeah. No one can tell.
No, the cat's always dead in the box.
Well, not until you open it.
It could be old dead by the time you open it.
That's true.
You know, so,
now that's something. Now, there's a good question. The answer to the quantum physics test. Well, mm-hmm. When you open it,
mm-hmm.
They say you've broken that quantum flux field. And
uh-huh. But we have forensics now to know how long something's been dead.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. It's going to be, depending on how long you left in the box, right. It's either new dead or old dead.
Exactly. Right.
So, yeah, that doesn't work anymore. That works as well as that the whole tree falling in the forest crap. So...
We have microphones now.
Yeah, but even the microphones are a witness.
That's true.
But still, I think...
The observer effect doesn't affect the past, I don't think.
Well, I think that
we
can probably...
And we live in the past.
Yeah, but... Well, now that's a good question.
We never experienced direct. We are always in the past.
Did you affect the past?
No.
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
You'd have to.
I'm going to go ahead and be a little bit of a cynic on this and say no. The tree makes a goddamn noise.
No, I was talking about a dead cat.
He's still on the cat.
I know, I'm saying both of those. The tree makes a noise, the cat died. That's
yeah, the cat's dead.
Does anybody that's listening to this know what the fuck we're talking about?
Apparently they're on the space crabs.
Oh, space crabs.
Yeah,
nice.
They've gone all the way. No, that was space herpes.
Did that happen when everybody switched clothes from left to right?
Wow, she saw Ice Pirates. I'm
I
impressed.
Love Ice Pirates. It's my favorite.
When that thing ran across the table, it freaked me out.
Oh, that was when my lady jumped up on top of my man. I'm talking about space herpes. I was like, that was... We fell out the car laughing after that movie.
At least I'm not the only one that gets the reference.
Well, that was an interesting wrong turn down a dirt road.
That's what happens when I'm on the show.
So what we got the lecture. So what else is going on? We got next week we will not be here.
No.
Oh yeah. That's right.
Next week we will be somewhere else.
We will still the show will still be here. We'll be doing the show. We just won't be doing it from these lovely surroundings. We will be doing it from the Brook Forest Inn up in lovely Evergreen, Colorado.
Like that way?
That reminds me. I got to
like that way.
Yeah.
It's kind of. That one.
Like that, that way.
Yeah. We can all do a ZZ Top.
Some of us can.
Wait, you can't?
I want the guitar that spins. That's what I want. To spin.
I was going to get sponsored by them at one point. Anyway, spin straps.
Oh!
Not ZZ Top.
No. Sorry.
Something else come to mind there?
Yes. Something else I learned this weekend.
So, no. Anyway.
Yeah.
So what else? What else we got?
And you
can
thank Kitty for that knowledge too. Let's see if Kitty remembers.
So what else is going on? What we got that we got
a lecture.
We're going to be basically chaperoning another group up at Brook Forest. That'll be interesting.
We'll see what's... So. We can't talk about the other TV thing yet.
No. We're still doing our TV show. Still going on. Still on schedule. That's still happening.
Still on schedule
for October.
Yeah. 2000. What was that? 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen, though, you know, 2012. That'd be a bummer. Because people will die, Nator. People will die.
Hopefully I'll be certified by then, and I'll be able to apply emergency tourniquets.
See, everybody...
No tourniquets.
Everybody...
I took first aid. I know, no tourniquets.
They've changed
Nator
since then.
Is so stuck on tourniquets.
It was
tourniquets.
A year ago.
And emergency tracheotomy.
I want to shove a pen in a guy's throat, too. I really do.
No, not wrong type of pen.
No, this would work. It's hollow. You'd have to break it.
Yeah.
Well, if I got a choice between dying and...
Bic is the pin of choice.
Well, you know...
Old style Bic.
Probably use this one if we had to.
Oh, wrong type.
So, anyway, we don't need to do a tracheotomy here right now. But we'll... Maybe at the end of the show. We also... There may be a surprise visit at some point by our good friend Skip Latte. He may be joining us for an entire show.
Skip Latte.
Yeah. So he may be dropping in.
Oh, did you hear the good news?
He'll probably be on a night when I'm not here, though.
I'll probably be on a night when I'm not here.
The good news is, and we can thank Jeff Beckman for letting us know.
Yes. Oh.
It looks like UFO Hunters has been canceled.
Oh.
He's really fighting for it, saying, you know, that they've been such great, wonderful proof. And
let's all have a moment of humming. Wow.
I did see a bit of one episode.
Did you?
I think y'all made me watch some of it.
I couldn't take it.
I didn't watch it.
You know, it was the Pieces of Atlantis.
Nice.
And the guy from France giving a lecture about it.
I hear you can't have just one.
No, you can't. It broke up into many. And so you must get them all together.
I see.
In order to have the power.
So.
Once again.
They're much like Lay's chips.
Yes. Yes, they are. It don't work with just one.
Very nice. Very nice. So we got other crap to talk about here. Now, who forwarded, again, we haven't heard from. And that used to be a religious Monday thing that we...
It was. Still at work, I can't stop myself.
They're not there, and we missed who forwarded, so come back, guys.
Yeah, I've been trying to email them. It's just...
Maybe they need CPR.
Well, I said some pretty bad shit about you. They may not return your emails.
Yeah.
So, that's a strong possibility at this point.
Are you trying to say you blew another one for us, Baxter?
No, I'm just saying they won't answer Brian. They'll answer me, but I haven't bothered to email them about anything. So
they do get you all confused.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we had, Brian and Buster for a while.
That's kind of good.
Those were some good days.
Yeah.
Brian and Buster.
Yeah, the good old remote viewings. Dr. Simeon Hine missed that one. So, still yet to see you in running shorts, by the way, for Echo Bodine.
It'll happen.
I'm looking forward to it.
2012. That's the year all the harmonic convergence and all the mystical stuff will happen. And the shorts.
And the shorts, yeah.
Actually, I'm waiting for the kilt.
Yeah,
that we can do.
You keep saying, but, you know.
I haven't had a reason.
I got
to
lose
you
some
weight. You need a reason to wear
a
kilt?
I don't mind a problem. I need boots. I want to get me some,
actual boots with the tassels? Like,
no, I was just going for, some knee-high moccasin boots.
I've got some.
What size?
Like 12.
What don't you have in that closet? It's like a TARDIS in there. Dang. You got life forms, ecosystems. And
I got a lot going on.
Now we know how you do your vacation. Really do, you just go in your closet.
I have a little bit of a Al Bundy thing going there. Yeah. I just kind of shut off everybody else and say.
And you go in the closet?
Now I'm in France. Yeah.
Exactly.
I put on a beret and I'm in France.
All right.
We should probably call our guest.
So what's your point?
Well, he's kind of expecting it.
You think he'll know it's us?
No.
Probably.
Disguise your voice.
Okay.
And hypnotize him through the phone. Yes.
What's that?
Do your fake Scarlet.
No, don't do a fake Scarlet. Do a really nice deep voice and tell him you're Scarlet.
This is Scarlet.
Yeah, the Scarlet that we still don't know.
You know, I think that myth has been put to bed with Scarlet.
With you.
Why, just because she posted that her good friends had interviewed her?
Right.
Well, and she was actually on the show.
Did she specify who the good friends were, or did she just say good friends?
She says it warning radio.
I say that too, but apparently I've been given the wrong address, so...
Everybody, the website, those of you that are listening to this don't yes, need please. It, but it is warningradio.info, not warningradio.com.
I'm so sorry.
If you, however,
I'm so
the
sorry.
Fun thing, if
you
go
like
to Google...
a lot of hip-hop...
Uh-huh. And just search for Warning Radio.
Uh-huh.
We're the first hit.
Well, that's awesome.
Which
so
I think
hopefully
is fun
because
they're a commercial station.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
We're so, nothing.
Yeah, we are. Well,
in perspective.
Well, hopefully my people have found their way.
I hope so. I hope so. That would be nice.
Otherwise, now I got to go back and do all the rounds again.
Yeah. Let me double check that's still that way.
So.
Do you ever do Google Fights?
You were asking.
Google Fights.
I'm surprised you don't know about Google
what
Fights.
What the spot
well,
is a Google
yeah, he probably knows. You don't know.
First hit, warningradio.info, then warningradio.com.
That's awesome.
Who you paid for that?
It's just the killer web design techniques we have.
All right.
Would you tell Guy Incognito?
He's my bud.
Will you tell him?
You better be nice.
Why?
We're going to write about you in the movie.
Why don't...
And
why
we're not going to kill you like you want to be killed.
Why don't, just for fun, you guys be nice to me? That'd be crazy.
You said for fun.
Thank you for visiting Warning Radio, the fastest
That would be a hoot if you guys were nice to me.
Really?
Yeah. Can you do that? You have no idea how to do that, do you?
I can be nice. Ask Kitty.
Kitty? I can't... Well, I'm not in the chat room. I can't ask these questions. All right.
I was hoping the Warning Radio had a chat room. I was going to invite them over.
No, but they have the Nakeds.
The Nakeds? Is that
a group? You know, naked peoples.
Oh.
No, they don't.
If they do, they stole the idea from us.
Okay, he ain't got no shirt on. She barely got any clothes on.
And Ghost Divas are now doing nude shows. That really caught
do
on.
They?
That really caught on.
Oh.
I wasn't expecting
that. Oh, I have.
But he's dead.
I mean, none of us wearing
he's
pants.
He's dead. He's dead.
Well, that's why it's Ghost Divas.
That's why it's Warning Radio.
Oh. That's true. Warning. You will die if our picture, if we put your picture up on the head, on the banner.
So, yeah, he's on warningradio.com. Don't go there, for God's sakes. It's just a hip-hop thing.
It's all right.
So
we don't have warning candy.
All right, let's
call
Jed.
That's right. They got warning candy.
That's true. Let's call Jed. This is getting ridiculous.
Oh, see, Kitty says I'm extremely nice. Look at that. Way nicer than you.
Well, you know...
Guy Incognito's going to be nice to you, though.
Okay, thanks, Guy Incognito. I think you're really cool. See, I can be nice back, too.
Oh, Reek was totally...
Jed!
Yeah.
There he is.
Damn it, I forgot. I was going to disguise my voice.
It's a little late now, isn't it?
Quick, hypnotize him and start over.
Yeah, I was going to call you up and say, yeah, this is Dr. So-and-so from the Bedwetting Institute or something stupid like that, and I totally forgot. Oh, well.
There is a chat room.
So everybody listening, this is Jed Rowan. He's trying to get a word in here edgewise, and I'm not doing a very good job of letting him. But Jed, could you do us a favor and give a short bio?
Okay. I've acted for many years. I started off in the Bay Area up in San Francisco, and I did a bunch of stage there. And I was actually in a big Hong Kong film up there that went actually number one in Hong Kong.
Wow.
And then I decided, once that happened, I played a homeless person in that. And once that happened, I decided, it's enough of theater, and I'm just going to come down to L.A., and I did that about the year 2000. And since then, just tried to, really get... some momentum going with genre films, specifically with horror movies, and was lucky to just be kind of taken under some people's wings and given some opportunities, and managed to get in a bunch of horror movies and other independent films, and I've been in quite a few thus far, and occasionally I get into a bigger film. Like I got beat up in a Ron Perlman movie, and was a character called the Bitch Man in a movie with was that actress that plays the mother in E.T.?
Oh, yeah.
Dee Wallace, sometimes Stone.
But, yeah, so, you know, I'm doing a lot of exciting projects and, had my movie screened at a lot of conventions and film festivals, and, you know, here I am.
Well, very cool.
That's about it.
What were you doing a project with Ethan Phillips?
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
I said, were you doing a project with Ethan Phillips?
How you just call me
the project with Ethan Phillips, it was funny because both of us wound up in that Starfest convention in Denver without ever planning it. But, we're both in this awesome film called Dahmer versus Gacy. And you can tell by the title, it's not meant to be taken too seriously.
Right.
And it's a very, farcical kind of movie. He plays kind of the combination of all the evil serial killers in one.
Ah.
And I play a kind of like this pencil neck, guy in the military that works in the office that, pushes paper and is in the rear with the gear, so to speak, but is having a breakdown when the experiments go haywire and the ninjas are kind of coming out from. Yeah.
I have seen.
I don't want to give too much away, but it was directed by Ford Austin, who directed Attitude for Destruction, which also screened at Horror Fest the year before.
Yeah, that was last year. Yeah,
and it also actually screened this year as well, and got a pretty good distribution deal, good release.
Excellent.
And Ethan is just an amazing guy. You know, he was on these G shows like Star Trek, but he still really stuck it up and gave a great performance in a lower budget film, you know?
Well, that's very cool. Now, Ethan, for those of you that don't know, was in Star Trek Voyager. He was Neelix,
yeah.
the cook. And, yeah, that's Brian was saying that he saw the trailer and loved it.
I'm addicted and I still haven't seen the whole thing. And why am I in a tin can? Oh, okay.
Because we're being circulated through the mixer.
Ah.
So this is the robotic part of the show.
Can we shove those in a dorb or something?
No. No, they won't work.
Why not?
Just trust me.
You have tried before.
But it was really great getting to meet you at Horror Fest, and
having the booth right next to him helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were positioned right next to you there. We did notice that you avoided us most of the time.
He seemed very nice to me. Maybe.
It was a big problem just sending off all of my female fans that constantly were surrounding the table.
And
it's like when you're constantly bombarded with that, you can't really socialize too much,
First, Jason was trying to get it on it.
That's true. Yeah.
See, I was having the same problem. Scarlett Salem was all over me.
Yeah, right.
It's a good thing you were. It's very hard. And if I say what a lot of times, it's hard to make you guys out. You really do sound like a cyborg. I feel like I'm in one of my bad movies right now.
You are. Believe
you are.
Me.
Yeah, this is not as good as your worst movie. Trust me. But yeah, it's kind of bizarre how I've got the sound going here. It's kind of groovy.
Can you throw like a cloth?
It won't help because it's going through the speakers and we're going through the speakers and it's going in the cell phone and the sound comes back out of the cell phone, so we have a feedback loop.
You made him do tech.
Okay.
So we're stuck with the feedback loop for the show.
Oh, okay.
Something he can't fix.
Well, just not right this second.
Yelling
because then I can't
danger Will Robinson.
I can't interview if I'm fixing.
That's true.
So. Not that I'm interviewing worth a shit anyway.
Yeah.
Well, we have to ask our guest. What does our guest think?
Okay, guest, I don't know what the question is, but what do
you... does Baxter do good interview or not?
He's tolerable.
You're not the guest.
I'm always.
Maybe you could text me the questions and I can look at my cell phone.
Ooh, I like that.
There you go. That'll work. That's perfect.
You are a wise guest.
Oh, the world's first all-text radio show.
That would be great. That would be something new.
That's innovative.
Stan can't do it.
That's true.
God, and now I got a headache. Thanks, guys. Oh, for the love of God, this show.
Hypnotize yourself.
How do you think I've been tolerating you this long?
I thought it was because I was loved.
Absolutely. So, total love.
So what new what new movies we got going here?
Yeah, we have anything else coming out soon?
Oh, I'm sorry, can you hear you? What?
I said, do you have anything else coming out soon?
He started to answer.
Yeah, you know, I was in this really cool movie that I was promoting out there called Thriller.
That's the one
where I played the evil alien cyborg, and I'm just getting flashbacks because you sound just like what I did. And anyway... That was the one that I got on the cover of it. It wound up in Hollywood Video.
Cool.
So I'm really excited about that. I'm also in this really cool film called The God Complex, which is directed by this cult icon filmmaker called Mark Pirro. And he did he was kind of one of the first independent filmmakers. Did A Polish Vampire in Burbank. I'm in a film with his called The God Complex, which is a kind of a satire of religion. So I am in these, occasionally I get into these, non-genre kind of independent dramas and social statement kind of projects. Pretty cool.
Futuristic Driller is his title.
Futuristic Driller. Now, in the God.
That's the role I had in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, for the God Complex. What do you? I had seen the advertisement for it. When is that coming out?
Well, that's going to probably screen around here, probably this summer at some point, and. Hopefully sooner rather than later, but, these things, come out when they come out.
Right.
And I just finished another film with a very charming title called The Orgy of Blood.
Brian is actually on that IMDb page right now.
Yeah, but it's got some guy named Creep Creeperson in it, so I gotta see it.
Creep Creeperson.
Yeah, The Orgy of Blood is a very charming kind of title you could take a date to. Well, what's cool about that film, I didn't play a killer, machete wielding psychopath, which is always fun. I just played a chef, kind of a ridiculous chef with a European accent. And I don't know which really European country. It was kind of an accent combined probably with four or five different European countries.
Nice.
But, that was a lot of fun, and that was shot on the Red camera, which is the first for me. And this really cool director named Steve Creeperson helmed that one.
Very nice. Now, I have to ask a question.
He doesn't have... That's Creep's movie.
Well,
that is Creep's movie.
Another,
that's what I was just going to ask.
There's another movie that Creep Creeperson did called Vaginal Holocaust. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a whole bunch of good ones.
The casting call for that one.
That is a title.
Again, another very charming title.
Who's in it?
You have another charming title, as I said?
Let's see. I think, Attitude for Destruction, that's kind of a charming title.
Right.
I've seen it, at least.
I've been in a couple, too. This is a charming one. This is an unreleased one, but it's probably going to make the film festival circuit soon. I did this one with Reggie Bannister, who I think probably know.
Yeah.
I would love to get Reggie for this show.
Yeah, this one's called Sawblade. It's not on IMDb yet, but I play the machete-wielding psychopath, disfigured... guy with a lot of issues that he hasn't really worked out.
Right.
And, you know, that one is, you know, it's going to hopefully find a distribution deal at some point, but it was, you know, it's going to hopefully start to make the rounds in the festival circuit. You know, who knows, maybe a convention or two.
You know, I do have to give him credit for one thing. You've been in more movies in the past 6 years than most people do in a lifetime. Wow.
Thank you.
I am amazed.
Yes.
Yeah, you got quite a list.
And this makes a living, right?
Well,
no.
What?
This makes a living, or is this a hobby?
Well, it's a little of both. You know, I have to supplement, you know, things. You know how it is these days. You never can have enough money to live on. But, you know, I get paid for the films I do. And, you know, I'll tell you something. It's one of those things in life that you kind of make a decision where you're like, you know, I'm just going to throw myself in this whole acting and film world, and I'm just going to see what happens when I throw myself into it, you know, 100,000,000%, you know?
Right.
And it's kind of like earlier times in my life, you know, you were kind of banging your head against the door and nothing would happen, but you reach those times in your life, you know, where like the stars are aligned.
Right.
And things just kind of, you know, fall in your lap. And just kind of, you know, took the ball and ran with it. And, you know, here I am still in one piece after getting my arms ripped off by strippers in movies like in Witch of Sabbath and, you know, getting beat up by karate people in that Ron Perlman movie.
Oh, yeah.
And doing, you know, stunt work when I probably shouldn't be doing stunt work, you know. But nice. Now I say on my resume when I do stunt work, I say, parentheses, light stunt.
Right.
You know, you learn to get humbled and, put the machismo in its place when you deal with, you know, bigger kind of stunt stuff. But, you know, I do stunt work. I like it. It's fun to do something you know, athletic in front of the camera, and hopefully, you know, my knees will hold together, you know.
So have you ever had to, like, be a stand-in, a stunt guy for, like, Joe Netter?
A stunt double, yes, who knows? But who knows what kind of film that would be, you know?
Not a good one.
Not a good one. Yeah, we had Joe
on. But Joe is great. I'm currently reading one of his books. It's hilarious.
Which book?
It, you know, the Zombie Bukkake, which, speaking of charming titles, I don't think it gets too much more charming than that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've read that book also, and it's actually...
Oh, you have?
Yeah, it has a storyline. I was surprised. He did a good job.
Oh, no, I was... It's holding together. I haven't finished it yet, but it's holding together nicely.
It is.
I really like his other book, though. What's it called?
Just Agree to Be Gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is such a good book.
Yeah, that's a fun one, too. His Book of Poetry.
Oh, somebody here, Kathy, is asking about his guitar work. We hear you play the guitar.
Oh yes, I play the. They were nice enough. Ford and the producer of the movie, Dave Sterling, who I've been in many movies of his. They were really nice enough to let me play some of my Bottleneck Blues slide guitar stuff.
Oh, cool.
I kind of learned this years and years ago. I never really had done anything with it. And I finally kind of found, a place in one of my movies, and it was really awesome. It was a lot of fun.
Well, that's cool.
Now I'm sorry that we missed him.
Yeah,
I'd like to have heard.
Yeah, who's your influence in terms of slide guitar?
You know, all the old guys. Robert Johnson. Lightning Hopkins,
anybody that sold their soul to the devil.
You know, even like George Thorogood, and what's his name with the six fingers on his one hand? I forget his name, but it'll come to me as soon as the interview is over. But you know, anyone that's a blues guy and anyone that's picked up a slide and played is
Ralph Macchio.
You know, was always an influence. You know.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're musical types here too. So yeah, we're right there with you. Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
Definitely. You'll never hear anything we ever play though. So count yourself lucky. But
Why is that? You know, the blues is only like three chords, you know.
Yeah, that's easy. Well, I write a bunch of different stuff though. I write
he has four.
Yeah, I can do four chords. But now I do I do belly dancing music. I do of course heavy metal, I do blues.
Of course,
follows
right behind belly dancing music.
It does, of course.
Yes.
Heavily related to belly dancing music, I do heavy metal. Even classical, whatever. But I don't do any of it. Good.
Flamingo guitar.
Yeah, flamingo guitar is a big one, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I love metal too. I've really gotten into Megadeth and all those bands lately more than ever.
Death Clock.
You know.
Go with Death Clock.
I don't know. Have you ever had an opportunity to see Metalocalypse?
Who?
After a certain hour, the Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network
changes over to something called Adult Swim.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and there's short little cartoons on there, and one of them is called Metalocalypse, and it is a brutally bloody comedy about a death metal band.
Oh, nice.
You would really enjoy it. It's very funny.
Yeah, so some of these death metal, I was reading a book about them, and was watching a lot of their stuff on YouTube, you know, different bands like these Norwegian metal guys, and you know, they're pretty, as you know, they're pretty hardcore, you know?
Right. Yep, yeah.
But, you know, I kind of like my music, I love all metal, but I kind of like my music where you can, you know, you can actually hear the words a little bit as opposed to like...
Exactly, you know, I'm with you on that.
Well, you know, the thing about that is I'm very happy that Cookie Monster is getting work.
As a soloist.
Yes, I think that's
and a lead.
You know, because there's not a whole lot Muppets can do. So I think it's great that he can get out there and get some good vocal work done. So, but no, I agree with you completely. That is very taxing after a while to try to listen to those kind of vocals for very long. But
me personally, you know, you have someone like a Bruce Dickinson or Ronnie James Dio who are almost like opera singers that could really kind of, that's singing to me. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for about 10 seconds, so your throat falls out.
Oh, I remember, you know, I used to live in Boulder and in the mid-90s, and I went and saw Ozzy in Denver, you know, and that was on his sick of retirement tour or whatever.
Wow, I was there.
I was going to say, you probably saw
And the universe survived.
It was like 96 or something like that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a real serious traffic ticket after that concert.
You're kidding. You're actually there, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, that's funny.
How many people were there? Why didn't you all meet up?
Yeah, we should have spotted Jed.
Yeah.
There's no way you could have...
Yeah, Korn opened up for them. You know, remember Korn?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The people who can't spell. It drives me crazy. What is this with the spelling?
But I'll tell you something. You know, it really. I love Colorado, and you know, it's really awesome coming out to Denver. Next time I come out there next year, which I believe that they're going to show, they're going to premiere. You know, Dahmer versus Gacy.
Cool.
You know, I'm going to rent a car and go to Boulder, and I spent some time in Longmont and just that whole area around there. It's really.
He likes Longmont.
Well, you know what? What's wrong with Longmont? I mean, I don't like Longmont, but what's wrong with Longmont?
There's nothing there.
You might as well go to Boulder.
Jed, what we'll have to do is we'll have to get together and do something you can only do in Colorado, like go have Indian food or something.
Bubble tea.
You know, it's funny. When I was there, I was like, with all the new sprawl and all of the chain restaurants that were there, I thought I was still in the, you know, San Fernando Valley.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we can always go to Casa Bonita.
That's true. There's always Casa Bonita.
Yeah, that's one of a kind.
That's true.
Every picture taken at Black Bart's cave.
Yep, yeah. Well, no, it's, you got to go down to the jail.
That's true.
Ye old time jail.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, we'll do that. We'll have a trip to we'll take the whole horror movie room and we'll go to Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
Dressed up.
Yeah, when I meet, filmmakers in Denver, too, you know, I say, oh, you know, I'm a native. I lived here. I'm the same. I'm a Coloradian or whatever. You know,
right.
I play that card.
Yeah. Well, I think it'd be very entertaining.
It is a great place, man. It is a really cool place.
Yeah. Well, I just think it'd be fun to take Ari Lehman to Casa Bonita.
With the hatchet?
With a machete or something. That would be good.
Oh, sorry, with the...
The cleaver?
Meat
That's
cleaver.
First Jason's. you can't let anybody else use
this.
It.
I didn't even think
had
about it.
That.
Oh, yeah, now you think of it 3 months later.
No, I didn't
later.
Actually think about it. I was just glad I got it back from him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jed, we really, really appreciate you coming on the show. And we want you to know that anytime you got something new you want to plug or you just feel like yelling at one of us, we would love to have you back. So
that's what we're here for.
And we're looking forward to seeing you again next year, too.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely be there next year, and I might take you up on that offer when some more of my films and stuff come out. And I had a great time, and I'll keep you guys updated.
Well, sounds great.
There is one other thing that we have to bring up, because we bring this up with everyone that we can.
Okay.
Brian and me are looking for opportunities.
Oh, yes, now comes the
slut
moment. Go ahead, boys.
We're always looking for opportunities to be murdered in a film as ourselves.
And so far, no one is taking them up on it. I wonder why not.
We've got several.
You've got irons in the fire.
Yes, actually, it's not for the squeamish.
You know, as someone that has had, and I'm tabulating this for this article, in the future, I've had probably about close to 100 kills in my career.
Yeah.
So, you know, we might meet up one of these days on a set, and, you know, you might be one of my, you know, you might be my 101st and 102nd or 103rd victim.
That would be so cool.
You can count them as one.
We would love that. We would love it. But, yeah, but we want to be murdered as ourselves. We want, you know, whoever to call in Rocky Mountain Paranormal to help them with their problem, and we get killed in the process. That's what we need.
And Jed, it's okay if you don't really mean it. They'll believe anyway.
We have faith.
Jed means what he says.
I don't keep that in mind. And who knows? Maybe next year when we all come back to Denver, we'll do a scene out there and we'll keep it for some movie, you know, in the future. You never know.
Yes,
I don't know. I heard filming down in Missouri is the better place to go.
Yeah, we've been here in Missouri's good, Minnesota.
Yeah,
Minnesota.
Interesting. Well, I don't know anything about Missouri, except that like half of Kansas City is in Missouri or something like that.
Exactly.
Is that how that works?
The part they could sneak across the bridge.
They have half a town. That's the
some weird trivia fact like that I heard, which I still can't believe.
I don't know. Missouri sounds too close to misery for me, so I don't know.
You're going
to
get killed. What difference does it make?
Doesn't make any difference.
Right.
I guess jokes shouldn't be put in here.
No. So, yeah.
Well, very cool, man. Yes, we'll keep this all in mind, and, you know, thanks a lot for having me. I really had a blast.
We good.
Loved having you on. You have a great night.
Okay, you too, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I would like to file a complaint.
Uh-oh.
I'm at warningradio.com.
I know, you haven't been off of it.
Well, it's been hanging over here on the left.
I have no idea who texted me.
They got some cool names here. We got Vino, Goody Ray, Hieroglyphic. I like that name, Hieroglyphic.
Hieroglyphic.
And you Chuck, say it well.
Chuck Silk, Itiquita.
I like that one.
I don't know about SLCC, but...
Yeah, we think that's kind of weird.
Or do you remember...
I like Hieroglyphic. That's a cool name.
I like
name.
How you have to say
I
it.
I want that name. Well, it's two names.
All you have to do is misspell it, and then it's yours.
Yeah, because it's not... you're going to have to change that spelling.
Yeah.
Because it's too close to what it should be spelled like. Well, what was the one on Idiocracy? Is that what the movie was called?
Yeah.
Where the pimp's name was Upgrade?
Yeah.
That was I kind of enjoyed that one.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, that was a fun movie. All right. So now what? He was a good guest. I liked him.
We hang up our
turn this off so we can get rid of our weird voices. That's better. Oh. Now I sound a little better.
La 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 la.
That's a little better.
Oh, okay. It looks like someone is taking you up on your offer.
What?
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 Okay, Dina at NFTS. Yeah, they said they're going to do a short. They said they are.
Yeah, they said that last time.
I know, but they've said it now again.
Again, yeah,
we are for it.
And they have an exclamation mark.
Well, see, you anything that Dina says, you can trust because the odds are,
I believe her.
Dina will be sober.
That's true.
Jason, on the other hand, although he will repeat it
several times.
Yes, it's hard to say what his level of sobriety will be.
Okay, so Guy Incognito is saying in our script, we'll have Black Grandma run you over in her car.
Only if she's a zombie.
No, the Black Grandma and the Mexican Grandma are not zombies.
They're not?
They're the only...
versus the zombies.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what happens if you were to get Mexican Grandma zombies against Black Grandmas?
That's way too much casting. We can probably find one Black Grandma and one Mexican Grandma. I don't think we can find a whole bunch.
Yeah, but what kind of... They would have to have like a duo kind of name, you know? Like, you know, Chico and the Man or something. I mean, you'd have to have like a really
Big Mama
great...
and, I don't know, Chiquita Mama.
You got to have a really good name. Definitely.
Well, help. You know, it's not like we have script done. We're still in pre-production, well, pre-writing.
I'm just the talent. I can't be bothered with that. So.
You ain't going to be in the movie then.
Yeah.
You don't contribute. I don't know
I don't
how you're going to get
this
in.
This is your call. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's our movie. I think not y'all's movie.
I think Dina has already made the decision that we're going to be murdered no matter what.
Yeah, we'll see that when that happens.
So, we out of here?
You are so cruel.
Next week, Brooke Forest, yay, guests.
Yeah, we're going to be, it's going to be a live remote. This is going to be so terribly exciting, everybody.
There will
you should
be Colorado
certainly be joining
Xers
us next
us.
Week. There will be some Colorado Xers, although I absolutely doubt that will be a reality.
Oh, see how you talk? You talk about my stuff, now listen to how you talk about Colorado X.
No, Colorado X is stupid.
Oh, we got it. Big Mama and Charo.
I like that. I like that. Was that Guy Incognito?
That's Starving Artist.
Starving Artist, nice one. That was a good one.
That's a good one.
What have we been hearing out of Rick tonight? I miss Rick and his quips. Oh, and Rick, we have to thank you for what you said on the JREF board.
On the JREF board, that was nice.
It was very nice of you. You want to tell the audience a little bit about that?
No.
Okay. So forget it, audience. Obviously, you don't fucking matter.
You're right. Now, Rick pointed out that... we are actually a paranormal research team, and how what kind of a job we did
and this
on the
is how
Stanley
it's done
report
type thing. That's
so
awesome.
That was good.
Chica and Big Mama. That's all right,
I
too.
I like Chica and Big Mama. But Big Mama needs a different name, I think. Big
I know,
Mama's
I,
been played.
I could, well... I
Large Marge?
That's been played, too.
Large Marge.
I like it anyway.
No, we actually do... But my writing partner doesn't know, but I actually do have some other nicknames because my family is full of nicknames.
Oklahomans have a lot of nicknames.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
So
that's because they can't spell.
That's
because
they can't spell.
Yeah, neither can my writing partner.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, outro.
Yeah, let's outro. Okay, so anyway, Brooke Forest, next week, enjoy that show. It's going to be lots of fun, and it'll be spooky because we will actually be in a reported haunted location.
Yeah.
So everybody get excited about that.
How come Stu knows about Charo?
How come Stu knows about Charo?
Yeah, that's the question to end on the night.
I because it was mentioned in the chat room. I don't know.
No. He made a direct reference.
Yeah,
he can chant Charo.
Oh, he's doing the. Well,
yeah.
Why wouldn't any healthy male know about Charo?
Because y'all are kind of young.
Not that
I
young.
Am.
Yes, you are.
I'm.
And Stu is young.
I watched my fair share of Love Boat and Fantasy Island. I know Charo.
Yeah. Oh, sure. She is. That's not a problem. She's an idiot, but she's got
she's
a bone.
She's still
doing
her thing, too.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she do one of those, like, Geico commercials?
Yeah, she did.
Yes,
like,
she did.
Something.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, her and, what's his name, the guitar player?
Peter Frampton.
No.
Well, he did one too.
That the Hispanic dude, one name.
Chair.
I don't think so. God.
Oh, now, you are so old.
I can't think of his name now.
Santana.
No.
Well, that's a one-name Hispanic.
Carlos
guitar.
Santana.
Well, he goes by Santana. His band is Santana.
The guy
band
that
is Santana.
Does all the guitar classes.
Oh, the Doug one who's Marks. On the one name.
God, I can't think of his name.
Oh,
okay, you're running a minute over.
Yeah.
No, this is important. We gotta figure this out. Segovia.
No. Wait now. Charo is the Phyllis Diller of head fruit.
That's true.
It's very nicely stated.
That is really well. Wow, yeah, she can play Spanish
play the outro.
Guitar.
We'll figure
That's
it out.
True.
Scott,
she is good.
Scott Baio?
No.
Why do you get to Scott Baio?
I don't know. I was just thinking, you know, because of that comment about Charo, it always makes me think about Scott Baio. I don't know why. Scott
Ooh,
Baio,
I'm
though,
scared to find out how your mind links.
Scott Baio, he's got a bright future in front of him, I think.
Yeah.
To like do what?
Well, he's like the next Tony Danza.
No one is the next Tony Danza.
So, all right, we're out of here. So.
Okay.
I feel bad that Logan missed all those jokes.
Rosa Brita.
What?
Oh, just hit the
they're
outro.
Just handing us names.
All right.
We're getting support and help from the possible minions who might go see our film.
You know, this is going to be the best-selling film ever.
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 Who wouldn't want to see a black grandma?
It's not going to be the best film ever, but it's...
It's going to be the best. We're going to cast.
We're gonna end up being in a cast is what's going to happen.
Well, we're going to kill you.
Everybody, enjoy your week.
We're out of there.
And we love you.
Somebody told me that you were so stupid, but I didn't believe them. But now I believe them. Somebody told me that you were so stupid. Cool.